I recently had the extreme pleasure of receiving the Screen Actors Guild Life Achievement Award. And in accepting the honor, I talked about how much I loved going to the movies with my grandmother Nanny when I was a kid. My favorites were the comedies and the musicals. And I think that's when I fell in love with the idea of someday being a musical comedy performer. Well, since there was no television back in the covered wagon days when I was growing up, I never imagined that my dream would be realized by having my own weekly musical comedy variety show on the small screen. But that's exactly what happened. I've been thinking about that time a lot, and since my memory is pretty good, I decided to put my thoughts down on paper for anybody who might be interested in what we did and how we did it. In doing the research for this book, I watched all 276 shows, even though at times I felt like Norma Desmond watching herself on the screen in Sunset Boulevard. When I was watching the first few episodes, the first thing I noticed was how I looked. I laughed out loud at my various hairdos with different shades of red, remembering that I amateurishly dyed my hair myself every week using Miss Clairol, because I hated to waste my time sitting in a beauty parlor. And what really stands out are the changes that evolved. Of course, the hairstyles and the makeup and the costumes were constantly changing. I mean, remember, this was the late 60s into the 70s. There were bell bottoms, mini skirts, so forth. And the makeup, the makeup was very exaggerated. Heavy, heavy eyeliner and large Minnie Mouse false eyelashes, upper and lower. And even Bob Mackie, our brilliant costume designer who surprised us every week with his creations, both beautiful and comedic, would admit that he missed the mark on some occasions. But let me tell you, they were rare. One of the things I noticed was how I evolved over those 11 years. I went from the zany, kooky, man-hungry, big-mouth goofball, which was who I had fashioned myself into during my time as a regular performer on the Gary Moore television show, into a somewhat more mature kook. I always loved doing the physical comedy, falling down, jumping out of windows, getting pies in the face. However, around 37, 38 years old, 3 or 4 years into the show, I found myself enjoying tackling more sophisticated and complex satires, and some of the sketches that had a tinge of pathos. The family scenes with Eunice, Mama, and Ed always touched me deeply because as crazy as they could get, there was always an element of reality. These were people suffering disappointment and regret, raging against fate, doing the best they could. Naturally, there were a lot of sketches and musical numbers I'd completely forgotten. Some of them made me laugh, and some, I admit, made me cringe. But overall, I was transported back to the most wonderful and pleasurable phase of my career. What follows are many outstanding memories of what occurred during a regular show week. I'll share anecdotes about our cast members, many of our guests, recurring characters, favorite movie parodies, some of the funny and off-the-cuff questions from our audience and my responses. Basically, how we all played together in the sandbox hilariously from 1967 to 1978. Some of these stories may be familiar to those of you who know me best, but they needed to be retold in order to give you the whole picture of those 11 wonderful years. But I am getting ahead of myself. Let me start over at the very beginning.